First Chronicles 22 through 23. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David gave orders to gather the strangers who were in the land of Israel, and he set stone cutters to cut stones to build the house of God. And David prepared large quantities of iron to make the nails for the doors of the gates and for the clamps, and more bronze than could be weighed, and timbers of cedar beyond number, for the Sidonians and Tyrians brought large quantities of cedar timber to David. David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorious throughout the lands. Therefore, I now will make preparations for it." So David made ample preparations before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon, and commanded him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. David said to Solomon, "My son, I had intended to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, but the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood, and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood on the earth before me. Behold, a son will be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, that you may be successful, and build the house of the Lord your God, just as he has spoken concerning you. Only the Lord give you discretion and understanding, and put you in charge of Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper, if you are careful to follow the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dismayed. Now behold, with great pains I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond measure, for they are great in quantity. I have also prepared timber and stone, and you may add to that. Moreover, there are many workmen with you, stonecutters, masons of stone, and carpenters, and all of them are skillful in every kind of work. Of gold, silver, bronze, and iron there is no limit. Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you." David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon, saying, "Is the Lord your God not with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has handed over to me the inhabitants of the land, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Then arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord." Now when David reached old age, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were counted from 30 years old and upward, and their number by head count of men was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 were praising the Lord with the instruments which David had made for giving praise. David divided them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, there were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel the first, and Zetham and Joel, three. The sons of Shimei were Shelemoth, Haziel, and Haran, three. These were the heads of the fathers' households of Ladan. The sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zina, Jush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. Jahath was the first and Ziza the second. But Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they became a father's household, one group for duty. The sons of Kohath were four in number, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was set apart to sanctify him as most holy, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to serve him and bless his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. The son of Gershom was Shebuel the chief. The son of Eleazar was Rehabiah the chief. And Eleazar had no other sons. But the sons of Rehabiah were very many. The son of Izhar was Shelemith the chief. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamim the fourth. The sons of Uzziel were Micah the first and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. The sons of Mali were Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died and had no sons, but only daughters. So their relatives, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushi were three, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of Levi according to their fathers' households. The heads of the fathers' households of those among them who were counted, in the number of names by their headcount, doing the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever." Also, the Levites will no longer need to carry the tabernacle and all its utensils for its services. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were counted from 20 years old and upward. For their office is to assist the sons of Aaron with the service of the house of the Lord, in the courtyards and in the chambers, and in the purification of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, and with the showbread, and the fine flour for a grain offering, and unleavened wafers, or what is baked in the pan, or what is well mixed, and all measures of volume and size. They are to stand every morning and thank and to praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord, on the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the appointed festivals, and the number determined by the ordinance concerning them, continually before the Lord. So they are to perform the duties of the tent of meeting, the holy place, and of assisting the sons of Aaron, their relatives, for the service of the house of the Lord. Matthew 15. Then some of the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you yourselves also break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'The one who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God,' he is not to honor his father or mother. And by this you have invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. And in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" After Jesus called the crowds to him, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters the mouth that defiles the person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles the person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides of blind people. And if a person who is blind guides another who is blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." Jesus said, "Are you also still lacking in understanding? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and those things defile the person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, acts of adultery, other immoral sexual acts, thefts, false testimonies, and slanderous statements. These are the things that defile the person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the person." Jesus went away from there, and withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he did not answer her with even a word, and his disciples came up and urged him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and began to bow before him, saying, "Lord, help me." Yet he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, but please help, for even the dogs feed on the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed at once. Departing from there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee. And after going up on the mountain, he was sitting there, and large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were limping, had impaired limbs, were blind, or were unable to speak, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd was astonished as they saw those who were unable to speak talking, those with impaired limbs restored, those who were limping walking around, and those who were blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel compassion for the people, because they have remained with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where would we get so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy such a large crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7, and a few small fish." And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish. And after giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And sending away the crowds, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region of Magadan. Acts 10:23-48. So he invited them in and gave them lodging. Now on the next day he got ready and went away with them. Some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. On the following day, he entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was expecting them, and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter helped him up, saying, "Stand up. I too am just a man." As he talked with him, he entered, and found many people assembled. And he said to them, "You yourselves know that it is forbidden for a Jewish man to associate with or visit a foreigner, and yet God has shown me that I am not to call any person unholy or unclean. That is why I came without even raising any objection when I was sent for. So I ask, for what reason did you send for me?" Cornelius said, "4 days ago, to this hour, I was praying in my house during the 9th hour, and behold, a man stood before me, in shining clothing, and he said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your charitable gifts have been remembered before God. Therefore, send some men to Joppa, and invite Simon, who is also called Peter, to come to you. He is staying at the house of Simon the Tanner, by the sea. So I sent men to you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. Now then, we are all here, present before God, to hear everything that you have been commanded by the Lord." Opening his mouth, Peter said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation the one who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know the thing that happened throughout Judea, starting from Galilee, after the baptism which John proclaimed. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all the things that he did both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he be revealed, not to all the people, but to witnesses who had been chosen beforehand by God, that is, to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach to the people, and to testify solemnly that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify of him, that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message. All the Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had also been poured out on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking with tongues and exalting God. Then Peter responded, "Surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he?" And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay on for a few days. Proverbs 6:12-19. A worthless person, a wicked man, is one who walks with a perverse mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his fingers, who, with perversion in his heart, continually devises evil, who spreads strife. Therefore, his disaster will come suddenly. Instantly he will be broken, and there will be no healing. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who declares lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. Psalm 13. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long am I to feel anxious in my soul, with grief in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, "I have overcome him," and my adversaries will rejoice when I am shaken. But I have trusted in your faithfulness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has looked after me.